Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Here we go again. I'm still sick.
Are you?
Oh, God, this cold can just do one. Oh.
I've got a bit of a sore throat now, mate.
Yeah, it's going around. Everybody's getting it.
Get some Lemsip on the go. That does work. Other brands are available.
It'll be fine. It's just annoying.
Ongoing.
Annoying.
I'm at raspy stage.
Yeah.
You've got a bit looser now, haven't you?
You'd be good voiceover day today, Pip.
Oh. No, that's good voiceover day.
Hey, raspy, though. They like that.
For what?
Advertising.
Sugar hot.
Well, could you do chocolate?
Chocolate. Flake.
Yeah, go and try it.
What's the style of the read, though? You've got to give us some direction.
It's, okay. It's intimate, personal.
Oh. And a chocolate?
Yes, I mean, they're all like that. Do you remember Cadbury's Caramel?
With the
bunny on the tree.
Wasn't that Dawn French? Oh.
No, one back in the day, I don't know who it was.
Was it not?
Relax with Cadbury's Caramel, was it that? Go on, Pip, try it.
Relax. Hang on. Relax with Cadbury's Caramel.
Cadbury's Caramel. Yeah, that's the Deep South version. It's
didn't good. They make her like Cornish or something, that bunny?
Yes, you're right.
Which is not a sexy voice.
Not really.
Sorry, beautiful place.
Beautiful.
Not a beautiful voice.
One of my favourite places.
Relax with Cadbury's Caramel. Mm. Oh, you're right, thanks.
Well, we love Cadbury's Caramel.
Who did the caramel bunny?
It is someone.
Was it Jethro?
Miriam Margulies?
That's it. Margulies.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Who, you know, to be fair, is a sexy looking woman.
Yeah, it was.
She is.
It was actually her.
I was just discussing Rich Wolfenden's on before us at the moment because Adam's off.
Yeah.
Having a well earned break. I think he gets 2 weeks a year.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Has he gone away?
Rich Wolfenden can't back time to save his life.
Oh.
Can't back time.
Is he still listening morning, Rich?
I don't know.
Are you there, Rich?
I don't know. I don't need to talk to him. I can talk to him or not talk to him. Either way, he still can't count.
Got it.
Right.
And to prove this point, he's just played Blur's Song 2, which is 2 minutes long.
It is, famously.
It's famously 2 minutes long, Song 2.
Mm.
And the pips are 5 seconds.
Right.
Now, what you do is... You take your 2 minute song and your 5 second pips and you add them together and you come up with 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
Mm.
Which means you start Blur 5 seconds before 2 minutes to 6:30.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and I'm making it sound as complicated as I can now.
It keeps us on our toes.
On our tees.
Yes.
And we also now, we don't play vinyl at Radio X. Everything plays out of a computer system that literally. When you hit play on a song, it tells you when the next song will start. It tells you what time the song will end and what time the next one will start if you just press play immediately.
Yeah.
So it does it for you on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the other studio with an abacus.
So it doesn't accommodate...
Going, what's one of these?
Yeah.
It doesn't accommodate for the pips, though, does it? The back timing. So you then have to add on...
Yeah, 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Just 5 seconds.
So that's the
problem. So that's 2 minutes plus 5 seconds.
Yeah. So you have to kind of do it yourself a bit.
So when would you start Blur?
You'd start Blur, Chris.
At 27:55.
27:55.
Yeah.
Or... Sometimes I think 27:54.
Oh, look at you.
A slight pregnant pause before the intro, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I will admit, this is a do what I say, don't do as I do scenario.
Right.
Dominic has never read the news at exactly any o'clock on the Chris Moyle Show since time began. And that's my fault.
Genuinely, I can count on one hand the amount of times we have done that. And it feels exciting.
Because we always play the pips to signify the on-time news.
Here's the news.
I mean, then
we have done it.
someone saying this from the old place, that if you wanted to, we said before, but if you wanted to be on time, you could.
Oh, yeah, I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be very on time.
Back in my early days of being on the radio, because I was always at night times or weekends, the news would come from London.
Yeah.
So I'd be in Leeds or Bradford or Stoke or Milton Keynes, wherever I was doing the show, and the news would come from London. So the news would start at exactly 7 p.m. or exactly 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And be exactly 2 minutes long. So if you were late for the news, they start without you. It's like a cruise ship.
Absolutely.
If you're not back on, that's going.
That's why I don't like them.
You can be playing your news jingle at 10 seconds past 7 o'clock. He's already started. He's already off and running. Oh, she, sexist, but, you know, radio was sexist back in the day.
Well,
so
it was.
There was no female newsreaders on the radio ever until 1995.
Yeah.
It's funny how you don't like cruise ships, but you do like the news.
Cruising.
The news is typically on time.
The news is on time.
Usually.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I just don't like being told that if I'm in some lovely place in Italy, you've got to get back on board now.
What if you were flying to some lovely place in Italy and then flying from the lovely place in Italy to a lovely place in Spain?
But it wouldn't be like that day, would it? That's the thing. Because you've got to get off, do what you want to do and be back on board that evening by 7 o'clock.
Because you've chosen that type of holiday.
Which I would
if
never
you just
do,
want to go to Italy, you would just go to Italy. I don't understand why you don't get this.
No, but I don't understand why you don't get it. Because I wouldn't choose a holiday where I wouldn't choose a cruise for that reason.
Okay, but if you did go on a cruise, you would know that you had to be back on the cruise ship by 7 p.m.
Exactly, but that's why I would never choose a cruise. That's the reason why. But lots of people do.
Lots of people
love it. Gav.
What about a connecting flight? How do you feel with that? Well, I'm in Singapore Airport. I'm really enjoying myself. No, I will not bow down to the rules of the airline and their timing schedule.
Yeah.
I will get on the plane when I decide.
Well, you have to do that.
Sadly. Why is that?
Sadly.
Why?
But then that's
why. Now, why do you have to do that?
Well, because you have to get to your final destination.
There you go.
Yes, but it's not every day of your holiday.
What about...
It's not every day on the cruise.
What about a really big one like... The QE2, whatever. Does that still do stuff?
I don't think it's the QE2. No. I thought it was decommissioned. I'm not sure.
What about one of these really long ones that goes from, like, England to America?
Right.
And you're just on it. You don't get off. You're just on this huge cruise ship and that's it. For the entire thing. And you get off at New York
for a few
days.
Because I've never done it, and my experience of ships is, like, either the Dover to Calais ferry.
Right.
We did Barcelona, I think, once, because we had to, during that volcanic ash cloud thing. We did Mallorca to Barcelona. That was 8 hours. That was long enough. And I've done Harwich to the Hook of Holland as well, which is the worst seasickness I've ever had. I've never been on a 13-deck. They've got like 15 decks or something. I've never been on that.
I've just got up the website for Virgin Voyages.
Right.
Now, I will say they have the most hilarious video at the beginning on their homepage.
Do they?
That says, voted world's best food, voted world's best destinations, voted world's best entertainment, voted world's best vibe.
Now, who's voting?
Vibe.
It doesn't give any information on the voting.
Right.
On how many people voted.
Voted is...
Or indeed the definition of the word vibe.
Yeah, it's difficult to pinpoint a vibe, isn't it?
Because I presume that only cruisers are voting for this.
Well, yes. And also, voted world's best food is a very bold statement to make.
World's best?
I mean, with respect to you, Virgin Voyages, and other cruise ship companies...
Oh, many.
When you're on the ship, the food you can eat is the food that is on the ship. It's not like you can pop out to the shops.
Yeah.
So, how was your food on the ship? Well, it was good, yeah.
World's number one cruise. No kids.
Anyway, let's have a little look, Dom. Where do you want to go? We'll go on a Virgin...
Let's do Caribbean.
Lovely.
Or Caribbean, either or.
All right, this is good. You can do 8 nights on the Scarlet Lady.
Not long enough.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Not a problem, sir.
7, 7, 8, 7, 7. Well, we can do 12.
12.
Colourful somewhere to the charming Caymans.
Oh, the Cayman Islands, lovely.
So it's 12 nights.
Yeah.
On the Brilliant Lady.
Oh, the Brilliant Lady.
Yeah.
Are they all ladies?
I think they are.
It's Brilliant Lady's inaugural season. Now, what does that mean?
First season, yeah.
Right.
She's set.
Miami, Florida, and then you go all over the place. I'll click that then, shall I?
There's other ladyships. Have you seen them?
They're all ladyships.
Are they all ladies? I guess ships are female, aren't they?
Resilient lady. How do you feel about that?
Well.
So, John, you leave Miami 5 p.m. on day one.
Right. Hang on.
Right?
Let's write this down.
And yes, you're all aboard for 2 hours before departure.
Yeah.
And then you sail for a few days, and then you get to Orangestad, Aruba. And I've said that exactly correctly.
Okay. How many days? That's 2 days after that, is it?
What?
So that's 2 days later, is it?
So day one, 5 p.m. you set sail.
Yeah.
And then day four, you get to Orangestad.
Okay. What lady is this?
The brilliant lady.
Ah.
Brilliant lady.
Right? That's a good choice.
Yeah.
And then you get to Willemstad in Curacao, summer.
Sounds lovely. Mm-hmm.
You got all day there. Day six, you're sailing. And then day seven, you get to Colombia.
Colombia?
Oh. Yeah, you got 2 days there, Tom.
Gosh.
So you get there on the 7th, and you don't leave till the 8th.
Wow, so you don't have to be back on board at 7 p.m.
Boom, shellac-clack, boom. How do you like them apples?
So I've got an overnight in Colombia, basically.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't have to stay on board, do I?
No, but you can.
I can do if I want to.
You paid for it.
I can go and find somewhere cool.
You could stay at B&B, yeah.
All right.
You could stay at the Premier in Colombia.
Yeah. It's probably quite good.
Then another day of sailing, then it's Jamaica. Then Grand Cayman, sailing again, and then back to Miami. Day 13, 12 nights, boom.
Lovely.
Now, what's not to love there?
Well, you're not on board for the entire time, are you? You're not off, right, go on, you've got 3 hours to go and have a look around, come back, see you. So you've got a bit more flexibility.
There you go.
That sounds a little bit more appealing then.
Mega rock star quarters, that'd suit you.
Yeah, mega rock star.
Lovely. Always included luxury.
Right. You is it the world's best food there?
I believe it's the world's best food.
Great.
The world's best entertainment and the world's best vibe.
Love it.
Wow.
There you are.
As long as it's best vibe.
Jaw-dropping shows are also included.
Wow. What happens?
Jaw-dropping.
What happens on board the
20 plus eateries with Michelin star chef curated menus.
20 restaurants?
Yeah.
How big is the... You can't call them boats, can you? How many decks is it, does it say? Stuff like
the brilliant lady.
Hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now.
Probably like at least 12.
I'll find it for you now. Do they advertise with us, by the way?
I don't know.
They should.
Should do.
Are they on... are they on the older... I think. I don't know.
Oh, are they for the older people?
I think
now,
so.
Dom, there's quite a few decks.
Right, okay.
I'm just on the website now. What were you asking?
How many decks? I was thinking it's about 10 or 12 decks.
Well, it starts at deck 4.
Right, here,
and goes to deck 17, 18.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. The Virgin Voyages website. So I can click on ship deets.
Does it say deets?
Yeah.
Wow.
1,400 cabins and suites.
1,400?
What?
Yeah. It's 912 feet long.
I can't compute that.
That's 155 Richard Bransons.
Right. Is that what it says?
Yes.
Very clever. Very clever.
And it has exclusive adult experiences.
Oh,
is that what it says?
Hello, Dom.
On board the brilliant lady.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's adults only. That is right up your strata.
No.
It does say mind-blowing revelry underneath the entertainment tab.
Revelry.
There you go.
Oh, look, so Carl, who's listening, he's been on the Resilient Lady for his honeymoon. He got an upgrade to Rockstar.
Hello!
Did he?
Awesome ship, crew, food, amazing restaurants. Had a fantastic time.
See?
Wow. Gosh. Has Gav been on that one?
Gav loves a cruise.
He's been on a lot of them, hasn't he?
Yeah, he loves a cruise.
It's like he's a cruise tester.
I don't know which Virgin Lady he was on.
Right.
That he enjoyed. Yeah. But he did enjoy one of the Virgin Voyages. A couple of times, actually.
I don't have much to compare. Most of my family holidays involved taking a ferry, but it was like an hour and a half to Calais.
Yeah, I think
not the same.
I think if you're trying to... And I've never done a cruise.
No.
But I'm pretty sure they're different to getting the ferry over to Ireland.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've done that many times as well.
I think they're too big to get seasick. Is that right? Because I get seasick.
They've got like big, because back in the day when I was taking ferries, you'd get really seasick because it would wobble about all over the place. And now they've got like big stabilizers on, apparently. You don't feel anything.
I think you'd like the Valiant Lady, Dom. Because you go to like Monte Carlo.
Oh.
Ajaccio. Toulon. That's it. Marseille, Mallorca, Malaga.
So Monte Carlo sounds good. What was the next place you go to?
Ajaccio.
Oh. Why, sorry? Bless you.
Ajaccio. Ajaccio. And Toulon.
They have a 24/7 diner.
Do they?
Yeah.
You never know when you need a nibble.
This is it.
Steak and seafood, Dom.
Yeah, I love both those.
Surf and turf.
Surf and turf. Love them.
Lots of upscale Mexican. I think that's a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Not an additional. Italian restaurant, Dom.
Deck 70.
Lively Korean barbecue.
Oh, now.
Wait, there's a lot more. I'm all over this website.
Great.
It's a free ad this. I'm
isn't it
stop.
Just? They need to start advertising with us.
Oh, yeah, it really is, isn't it?
Mm.
You can click on lots of different things here. The Dock House, the pizza place.
Yeah.
And if you like ice cream, the ice cream emporium is called Lick Me Till Ice Cream.
Oh!
Very good.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what? I'm going to say they're a bit cheeky. Cheeky on that cruise ship, aren't they?
A little bit.
Yeah. What else is there? The pizza place. Have a look. Like boobs... We have pizza.
No, it does not say that.
That's what it
absolutely
just said.
They would not say that.
Pepperoni.
It said, all the sex.
Means nothing.
Have a burger.
No, it doesn't say that.
You're right, it doesn't
say
that.
No.
So there you are. Right, so you sold.
Well, the fact you can get off and get off the boat and then go and have a look around and come back on again is appealing.
Mm. I'm sure you can get off, but if you want to do that, then there's those nudie cruises, which are very different to the Virgin
that's
ones.
Different.
I think swinging looks like it's quite rife.
Yeah, don't look at me when you say that word, because that's not on what? That's not where I live.
Some cruises.
Yeah, some. Naming names,
oh, not this
of course.
No.
This is a...
You probably have a list.
Above board and legit. I wonder if Lucy wants to go on a cruise. I've never asked her. I don't think she's been on one.
Now, do you think I would enjoy it?
I don't. Genuinely,
Stuck on a massive ship with 2,000 people.
I don't think so, but I don't know. But then, I mean, Gav, you talk to Gav, it's like...
Could I have my own private wing?
Have your own...
I'm sure you probably
could. A boat within a boat. So you just get off whenever you want. I'll see you in 3 days.
You need a hideout, don't you? So I have thought this, what if you, like, have an argument with someone? What if you have a fight?
Mm.
Like, what if a fight breaks out and you've got some beef and then you can't get away from them because you're stuck on the same...
What kind of a fight? Like fisticuffs or...?
Yeah, fisticuffs or argument or anything, really.
Who are you fighting with?
What's happened? What have they done to you? Because we'll get them. We'll get them for you.
It's just somebody that you've gone on the cruise ship with.
Well, no, like, say, someone else, for example, and you have an argument with them.
Right.
And it all gets a bit
What's
tasty.
The argument about?
I don't know, maybe, like, they've nicked the last steak. I don't
they've
know.
Nicked the last steak.
No, that's not worth an argument, okay. Is it? No, that's, you know, oh, they've nicked your sun lounger.
Right. Oh, now, that is serious.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's serious stuff.
But they're listening to music too loudly.
With respect, couldn't you have the same argument in any hotel?
Yes, but, you know, you can leave the hotel.
You can get in the car and drive off.
Get in the car and drive off.
Mm.
Well, or go to another part of the ship.
Or go to another part of the ship. But they're, you know, but you're still on, you know, because all around you is the sea.
Mm.
I know that's obvious.
Right.
Because you're on a ship.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean? But and the sea's
the ships
scary.
Are bigger than most hotels.
Yeah, but not bigger than, say, a city.
Right.
You can then go and explore, like Boston.
You could for the day, but eventually you'd have to go back to the hotel because that's where you're staying.
But you have an option of leaving your hotel, cancelling the rest of it and going somewhere else.
What kind of a row did you have?
This is over a steak.
Well,
this seems serious.
But of course, they have prisons.
What's Toby doing in this weird scenario where you are... Don't want to be in the hotel because you've had a row with a man about a sun lounger.
Yeah, or you know, you've accidentally offended someone.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. This is very different. A few moments ago, we were on your side because a man stole your sun lounger.
Yeah.
Now, you've offended somebody.
Well, you put Toby...
Have you done an impression?
I might have done.
Have you been inappropriate?
I might have done.
Oh, nice to meet you. Where are you from? We're from India. And Toby's like that. Don't, Pippa.
Don't
do the voice.
No.
Don't do the voice.
I was more thinking, I think when you threw Toby's name into the mix, I suddenly thought, what if, you know, he gets naked?
Yeah.
Right.
Which he does do from time to time, doesn't he?
Might offend some people.
Yeah.
Some person says, cover him up.
Where is he naked in this hotel holiday scenario? By the pool?
The restaurant.
He's naked in the restaurant. Right.
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
So...
Yeah,
it's a stretch. Yeah. It's a stretch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you would then...
just, like...
avoid everybody in the restaurant.
For the rest of the whole trip. Because you have to go to the restaurant, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
But on the ship... Mm. I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
Mm. There's 20-odd restaurants. It's 950 feet long, this cruise ship. Yeah. You could hide.
Yeah, this is
You just
true.
Don't go back to that restaurant.
I think this is the thing. I can't get around how big it is. Because
I can't.
They're ridiculously big.
Yeah.
Somebody says, my uncle is a security officer on... something cruises. If you have a fight, he comes and throws you overboard and doesn't let you back on. Liam, I don't think that's true. And if it is true, he shouldn't be working.
Who started it? He did. Off you go. What? Splash.
There you go. Look, John's been on. I went on a Caribbean cruise and fell out with a man on the flight about reclining his seat before we'd taken off. It was awkward as he was in the next cabin for 2 weeks.
But was he naked?
Well, this is it.
I mean, I don't know. Let's say, probably.
I want to know who put their seat back. Did he put his seat back into you, or did you put your seat back into him? Please text back.
Yeah.
These facts.
That is annoying if you
see much needed.
See a seat reclining your way. That's horrible.
It is horrible, but that is your right to recline your seat.
I suppose it is.
It is. If you're the person behind being reclined into,
yes,
and you've got the arse, well, suck it up. That's the way you can put your seat back.
I guess.
It's a real bone of contention, reclining seats.
It is. Yes, it is. Mm.
That's why you need row one, Dom. You know when you flew to Amsterdam?
Yeah, that was
You had
nice.
No one in front of you and you could stretch your legs out.
Yeah. We had a couple of glasses of wine. I enjoyed that.
I had some champagne.
Yeah, champagne.
It was my birthday.
Someone's saying the best thing about cruises is when... So, Michael, I think this is. Michael says, the funniest thing is when the ship is leaving and you see people running who basically missed it.
Because, there's videos on YouTube of it.
Because it's so pointless. You see the life's being sucked out of them. That would be horrible for you.
Oh, awful.
Yeah, because then you're stuck in Aruba. Your stuff's on board.
That's
what do
right.
You do?
But the ship leaves at, let's say, 6 p.m.
Mm.
Be back on it by 5.
Yeah. But what do they... Yeah. But how does that work then? So they're literally...
The last time Gav was on a cruise ship, he was on a Virgin ship with a load of the lads and three of the girls. And they struggled to get a taxi back. And they were in a bar.
Right.
And the woman who ran the bar said, here, I'll take you. And they're like, what? And they're like, yeah, I'll take you. Jump in the car. And so she drove them down to the port.
Oh, wow.
How amazing is that? Otherwise, they'd have been screwed.
Yeah.
I think James's favourite videos on YouTube are people who are just missing their...
Well, that appeals to James's dark nature, doesn't it?
Legging it after this big ship.
Yeah,
I like it. Well, anyway, if you're listening, Mr. Branson...
Morning, Mr. Branson.
To be honest, where's my Necker Island trip?
Yeah, true.
He's like one of his old balloons.
That's all right.
He's full of hot air.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Talking of cruises and ships, that's what James is doing today. He's getting a 16-hour ferry from Newcastle to Barcelona, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's 16 hours.
We can call him tomorrow on the show.
Bet he said that.
Yeah.
He's going to be bored out of his mind.
He's called me.
It's so long.
Yeah.
Have they got a cabin?
Yes, they have got a cabin.
Yeah. 16 hours.
Sleep much.
You literally can fly in an hour.
Yeah.
16 hours. You can fly to where? You could fly to LA.
Mm.
I think LA is like 13 hours or something.
Yeah.
Now I think we've just run out of time for this, but we'll do it after the news.
20 seconds, 20K.
Oh yes.
I could do a quick version and then do it again after the news if you really wanted.
All right, let's get the question out then.
Okay, later on this morning, we're playing 20 Seconds to 20K.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 Seconds to 20K, Radio X.
So, I'll tell you after the news, by the way, a little interesting fact about this competition, which me and Matt Deverson, the boss of Radio X...
My name...
We were talking yesterday, he was talking to somebody and they were going, oh, it's impossible, the game. And he went, it is not impossible. It has been won before. There's £20,000 to be won. Or You get the first song right, I'll give you £1,000. You can take your £1,000 and leave and don't play the rest of the game. Mm. It's up to you. Yesterday, our caller, Callum, he got £1,000 on the table and he decided he was going to make it £2,000 and go for song number two. He went for song number two and he said,
I don't know.
And he didn't know.
He didn't know.
So he actually lost his money.
Oh.
So we haven't had a winner yet. Will you be the first winner this week on 20 Seconds to 20K? Answer this question, please. 20 years ago, David Tennant made his first appearance in what British sci-fi TV show? David Tennant, 20 years ago, made his first appearance in what British sci-fi TV show? You know the answer. Text a word play, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. If you want to play the game, text a word play, followed by your answer, 83936. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. We'll close the lines at 7:45 this morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. So, David Tennant, what British sci-fi TV show? Text the word play, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. You could be playing the game today, and you could be winning money.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
Text now. Dominic's got your news next.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. The big electric test drive event now on.
Radio X.
Could all passengers for Auckland please make their way to gate A17?
Come on, that's us.
At Nutmeg, we don't know where your once-in-a-lifetime trip will take you. But we do know how to invest for it. So wherever you dream of going, choose from a range of investment styles to suit you and your goals. Nutmeg, a JP Morgan company. Just search Nutmeg ISA to learn more. Capital at risk.
At Screwfix, we've got you covered with workwear from sizes extra small to 5XL and shoe sizes from 2 to 16. Shop Screwfix, the home of workwear. Online, on the app, or in store.
With LV, I can get my home insurance from just £179. They've made it easy for me to get a great price. And their 24/7 emergency helpline lets me look after what matters to me. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers paid £179 or less, August 2024 to January 2025. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
It's the most wonderful time.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get free fast-track security with On The Beach, so they've got that extra time to buy that much-needed mini toothpaste. Silly bookers, send us a postcard from the queue. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only for selected airports with 6 people. Adult protected.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Welcome to Peloton, where it's more than just a motivating workout. It's you versus today.
Let the games begin.
Because a motivated version of you is absolutely unstoppable. Equipped with the Peloton bike, tread and all-access membership, make the change you want to make with yoga, Pilates, running or cycling. Track your progress with PR and pace targets. Show today what you're made of at onepeloton.co.uk. Find your push, find your power. Peloton. Internet connection in Peloton. All access membership at £39 per month required. Terms apply. See onepeloton.co.uk.
When it comes to hot cross buns, Waitrose haven't just gone Eastery. We've gone extra Eastery. Like swapping out raisins for extra indulgent Belgian chocolate chunks, or making hot cross buns huge and Italian to create an apple and cinnamon hot cross bunnettone. Oh, is that for me? So go on, it's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores, subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and Concessions.
Stop it.
At QuickFit, our customers drive away happy every time.
Get up.
Do we tickle their feet? No.
Oh, all right.
We just do our job. Like having an excellent range of tyres to suit every car on the road.
Ah, oh, that's good to know.
That's why our customers drive away happy. Quick Fit. Drive away happy every time.
X. News update. Next.
Get the new Google Pixel 9a on EE and save a massive £384. Now with Add Me.
What? Add you?
Well, no, not me, but Add Me. Lets you add everyone to the picture. Even the person taking it.
Perfect for the family get together.
That's right. Plus, save even more when you trade in.
Right, squeeze in, everyone.
All on the UK's best network for over 11 years in a row.
Savings across contract. Trade-in value dependent on device. Eligibility. Credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the Hollywood actor Val Kilmer has died at the age of 65. He was best known for his roles, including Batman, and he also starred alongside Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
Every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Ice Man, I am dangerous.
A family statement says the actor, who'd recovered from throat cancer, died from pneumonia. In other news this morning, another 23 women have contacted police, believing they are potential victims of the sex attack at Zhenhao Zoo. Police started an international appeal after the Chinese PhD student was convicted of drugging, raping and videoing 10 women last month. He's due to be sentenced in June. Detectives think there are still more women who've not yet come forward. It's being estimated more than 25,000 British car manufacturing jobs could be at risk. It comes as Donald Trump prepares to announce new international tariffs. The US president hopes they'll encourage American production. A bank says people falling for fake gig tickets has led to an increase in 18 to 34-year-olds reporting being victim of a scam. Santander also says more than £3 million has been lost on romance and friendship scams. That's just in the first part of this year.
Sport.
Bukayo Saka marked his comeback from injury with a goal as Arsenal beat Fulham 2-1 last night. It moves them 9 points behind Premier League leaders Liverpool. Third place Nottingham Forest remain on course for Champions League qualification after they beat Manchester United 1-0. Boss Nuno Espirito Santo feels the result was even more impressive given the fact they needed extra time and penalties to get past Brighton last weekend.
Over the moon. We are delighted, realizing how the game went. We could not be more proud than we are, because it was very tough.
Also last night, Wolves beat West Ham 1-0. Amongst tonight's games, Liverpool can take a step closer to the Premier League title if they can get victory in tonight's Merseyside derby at Anfield. Manchester City and Newcastle have hopes of climbing into the top four. That's ahead of their games with Leicester and Brentford, respectively.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Another dry, sunny day for much of the UK. It could be quite breezy as well. Temperatures eventually getting up to 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much, Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Right, I just very briefly mentioned it before the adverts, before 7 o'clock, but if you've just woken up, hello, good morning, it's 3 minutes past seven. Sad news about Val Kilmer passing away.
It was sad, yeah.
He got to be in that last Top Gun, though, which was nice.
That was great, wasn't it? Yeah. That's a great film, Maverick, actually.
I remember Val Kilmer in The Saint.
Do you?
They did a remake of The Saint, you know, the old TV show.
Yeah.
That was, I think I just got to London, I think.
Okay, I didn't realise he was in that.
I think 96, something like that.
He was such a cool-looking guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He really was.
Anyway, God bless him. He was also Kit from the 2008 reboot of Knight Rider.
Was
he? Really, Stephen? Was he? Well, anyway, there you go. Anyway, let's talk about 20 seconds to 20K.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
It can be done. It has been done. And even if you don't get all five songs in 20 seconds and win £20,000, if you get four songs correct in 20 seconds, you win £10,000. If you get on the game today and you get the first one right before the clock runs out, you get £1,000. £1,000 is lovely. Then it goes to 2,000, then 5,000. So you get three songs right, you win 5K. $5,000. Oh, lovely, thank you. We need a new caller to play the game today. 20 seconds to 20K. I will play a song. All you got to do is give me the title of the song. You don't even need to give me the artist. It's just the title. Yesterday, Callum, we played in the test track, which is always the same test track every time we play the game, and he didn't get it.
No.
He went, oh, that's not a good start. I said, well, there's only a test. Let's get into the game. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. He got it. And he had £1,000 on the table.
Mm.
Now, I thought he was going to take his £1,000.
I think we all did. Mm. Convinced he would, actually.
But he played on. He said, you only live once. Let's go for it. And he didn't get it. So he lost. But he could have walked away with £1,000. If he'd have got that second song, he'd have had £2,000.
Yeah. He had 14 and a half seconds, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think something like that.
It can be done. And by the way, just to let you know, since we started playing this game, 20 seconds to 20K, we have given away money.
Yeah.
We've had a £20,000 winner.
Mm.
We've had £10,000 winners, £5,000 winners, £2,000 winners, £1,000 winners. In fact, we've given away almost £100,000 playing this game.
Yeah.
So when you sit there and you go, yeah, you can't win, it's too hard. You can win. £100,000 we've given away, and a lot of those have been £1,000 and £2,000.
Yeah.
So, if you would like to be on today, here is the qualifying question. 20 years ago, David Tennant made his first appearance in what British sci-fi TV show? 20 years ago, David Tennant made his first appearance in what British sci-fi TV show? You know. If you would like to play, text the word play, followed by your answer, the name of that TV show, and send it to 83936. That's a text with the word play, and then your answer. And you send it to 83936. I mean, it's really simple, as in what you need to do to get in the draw. Text the word play, followed by your answer, 83936. Get that in before 7:45 this morning. That's when then we close the lines. The text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, are radiox.co.uk. This is what happened yesterday with Callum.
Cisco 2000.
There you go, stop the clock.
I think I'm going to play on.
Good lad.
Well done, Callum.
You only live once and all that.
Come on, son.
I don't know. Oh, God.
And I made a weird noise like a tired bear. Now, in his defence, Callum went, I said, oh, I was living for the weekend. And he went, oh, do you know what? I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, there you go. If you wouldn't have got it, if he knows he wouldn't have got it, then fair enough.
He did. It wasn't like he just froze or something. He didn't know it.
You could be playing the game today. We pick somebody at random, we put you on the air, we'll have a little practice and all of that, and then we play the game for real. Name the first song before the time runs out, give me the name of that song, you get £1,000, and then you can decide to play on or keep your £1,000. Keep a grand.
Yeah.
Put it in your bank account today. You've got it for tonight.
I've got a good feeling about today.
You can order pizza and watch the Liverpool derby.
Yes, absolutely. 8 o'clock kickoff.
So, text the word play, followed by your answer, 83936. We're only doing it on text, not WhatsApp. It's got to be on text, and you've got to start your text with the word play. Okay, good, sort it. I might be speaking to you later this morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
We read a message out earlier from somebody who said that they were on a cruise ship, but on the flight on the way there, there was a problem. He had a row with somebody about reclining seats.
Oh, yeah.
And then it turns out they're in the cabin next door.
Yeah, that'd be awkward.
His name is John. Well, I said, well, who reclined into who? Did you recline into him? Did he recline into you? And he said, he reclined onto me and we hadn't even taken off. I did, though, see him in the spa half naked.
Oh.
Every cloud.
Did that make up for it, John?
The thing is, it is annoying when you're on a flight and the person in front of you reclines their seat. Especially when you're trying to eat on your little tiny tray and they recline, you're like, ugh. However, they are allowed.
Yeah.
Because you're allowed to recline your seat.
I guess on takeoff you're not, are you?
No, and they should check.
Exactly.
It's a requirement. You need to have your tray and your seat in the upright. Stow away your stuff and all of that.
Dim the lights when we take off.
Yeah, so you don't ruin people's entertainment while they're watching telly at home in the houses below.
That's what it is. Must be.
But it's like an unwritten irritant, isn't it?
Yeah. It's so annoying.
Do you ask the person?
Do you know what I do? I don't put my seat back because I don't want to annoy the person behind me.
Yeah.
If anything, I put it back a little tiny bit to feel as though there's some difference.
No difference at all.
Because if they haven't got their tray out yet, you can usually get away with it. It's if they've got their tray out, it comes forward.
You don't want to cover their lap in hot
red wine
slop.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No one wants the hot slop.
This is why you travel in row A, isn't it?
That's it.
When you fly on the plane, you like to be in the front row.
Always, if I can.
Yeah.
Rarely.
Right, what else have we got? Let's have a look at some text messages. I used to drive cruise ships. Feel free to ask any questions, says Captain Ben. I don't believe you, Ben.
Captain Ben?
And I also don't believe you drive cruise ships.
No, you wouldn't call them.
You pilot them, don't you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Dom, I've got the Maldives in June for 10 nights, and then in November, I have 14 nights in the Caribbean. You'd love it, says Andy, the Northeast trucker.
Jeez. You're doing well for yourself, Andy, if you're on Maldives and Caribbean.
Well, he's got a holiday in June and a holiday in November.
Maldives for 10 nights. Lovely.
I've never been. Never been to Maldives.
You need to go and see them before they're underwater.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah,
that's either a great line from the tourist board or you actually do.
He had a late night last night. Speaking of Andy the Northeast trucker, guess who was in the Northeast last night? Little James Robinson, who's in Newcastle.
Yes.
The Darkness were in Newcastle last night. He went to the gig.
He made the gig.
He actually went to the gig.
Great.
And he bumped into Emma from Durham. Hello, it's Emma from Durham. So he went to see the Darkness last night.
Has he put any stories on or anything? Probably has, hasn't he?
Him and Justin having a beer after the gig or something.
Yeah. I don't think he was wearing a jumpsuit.
I really hope he wasn't wearing a jumpsuit.
Oh, I do.
Imagine.
Callum, was he wearing a jumpsuit?
I don't know.
No. Chris, was he wearing a jumpsuit?
I can't think. Oh, no, what is it?
No one knows.
It's like a one piece. It's like an overall with a cut in the middle.
He was in a good position. I'm just having a little look at James's Instagram.
It's very close to near front.
There's the darkness. And what's Justin wearing?
He's shirtless and he's got jeans on. Yeah, he tends to get his torso out
He likes to get his scrawny little body out, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's quite muscly, Justin.
James's favourite band in the world, pretty much, the Darkness, isn't it, I think?
That and ELO.
Oh, ELO, yeah, he loves it.
He only likes ELO because I do.
That's true.
Dan's texting saying, is Emma Indian? No, I did a really good Northeast impression
there. That was spot on.
Hiya, James, how are you doing? That doesn't sound Indian, does it?
Doesn't sound Indian at all.
Hello, I'm from India. And, that's right.
Yeah.
I'll read that.
Spot on accent.
Oh, man, all the way from India I am. I've had a canny time in India.
That's very good.
Me and me Ben. Oh, yes.
Because Ben isn't typically Indian, is it?
No, neither's Canny.
No, exactly. No, you wouldn't use Canny.
Oh, the fog on the Nile. Is that India? My geography's not really good. Is that Egypt?
It's Egypt.
I don't know any rivers in India. Don't worry, I'm going to bail out of this thing. Good luck if you texted in to play our game today. I think we're going to have a winner. I think you're right.
I think so. I feel it.
We'll all find out together after 8 o'clock this morning.
Radio X. Coming up, more Triumphant Tuesday talking and tunes on the greatest radio program. That's 20 seconds to 20K is back with your chance to win 20 grand.
What?
Chris will tell you how to play again shortly.
Shortly.
Plus, you send Dominic letters in the mail so he can read them on the show. We'll see what weird stuff you've been writing shortly. Welcome to Wednesday. Ha ha, fooled you. What? It's Tuesday, you silly geese.
No.
Happy April Fool's Day.
No, Chris Myles Show. No, it is Wednesday.
A-T-U-X.
It is actually Wednesday. It's April the 2nd, Paul. That doesn't work. Let's start with Franz Ferdinand.
So if you're lonely, you know I'm here waiting for you. I'm just a crosshair. I'm just a shot away from you. And if you leave here, you leave me broken, shattered and alive. I'm just a crosshair. I'm just a shot, then we can die.
Chris sound like Norman's mum on Fireman Sam. All right, can you stop?
Fireman Sam.
Can you stop? Right. I did an impression of Emma, and Emma is from Durham. Fact. Mm-hmm. There you go. Leave it there.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Exactly.
All right.
That.
Is Norman's mum from Fireman Sam from the North East?
I'm going to say no.
I think it's more... Is he Welsh, isn't he?
No, I'm going to say Indian.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing if that's the effect, because people are... Dan started it saying my impression of Emma sounded... He goes, where's she from, India? No. Right?
No.
So there you go. Emma's texting now, look. When I saw our James and Chelsea last night, I gave him a hug and he said, hello, ma'am. from Emma in Durham. And that's Emma in Durham. And that's her voice. That's her voice. And that's a Durham accent.
Yes, that's right.
Okay? No.
It's not an Indian accent.
No.
Okay? Thank you very much. Yeah, James is off now till Wednesday. Is he off for the rest of the week?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're off on a ship, aren't they?
They're on a 14-hour, where is cruise to Barcelona from Newcastle.
Somebody said their mates flying to Australia or flew to Australia yesterday, and they got from here to Australia in just under 16 hours.
Wow.
And it's going to take James 16 hours to go from Newcastle to Barcelona.
Oh, yeah. Is Barcelona going, or is it not Amsterdam, is it?
I think it's Amsterdam.
Is it Amsterdam?
Who said Barcelona?
I thought it was Barcelona. Right. I think it might be Amsterdam.
Is that even nearer, technically?
Yes, probably is.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it is
closer.
It is much closer.
It makes sense, I guess, wouldn't it?
That's about when we flew to Amsterdam, it was like a 42-minute flight, wasn't it?
Yeah, so how slow is what's the boat doing? Reversing for some of it? That's weird.
Beep, beep, beep. The captain's got his hand on the back of the seat next to him.
That's
and
it.
He's looking over his shoulder.
Peer around.
Well, anyway, James went to the darkness last night. Emma is from Durham. I do a great Durham accent. End of story. Nothing to see here.
The Chris Moyles Show.
We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
At AJ Bell, we're all about making investing easy. It's why Which? Rate nobody higher than us for ease of use. So easy, anyone can invest. Your mum, your nan, a nun's nan, a nun's nan's mum, a man named Ron, Don, a dog named Dom, or a tomcat called Tom, a baker, a banker, a waiter, a tank engineer, even someone called Barry.
Hello.
Yes, an actual Barry. Can invest easily with AJ Bell. AJ Bell. Feel good investing. The value of your investments can go down as well as up.
From all the drama to a world of wonders and bingeable box sets, it's adventure, it's excitement, it's bewilderment and awe. It's detectives, it's chases, it's even Geordie Shaw. It's Yorkshire Vets and Peppa Pig, all creatures great and small. It's Michael Palin, James May sailing, discovering a world to explore. It's real lives, it's saving lives, it's all this and more. Watch it, stream it. It's all on Five.
Ultramat Paint is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
Ultramat is made for a dead flat, non-reflective finish.
So you get a ceiling that looks great, even in the harshest light.
And it's made to be anti-flashing too.
So my customers only ever see a nice even ceiling over their heads.
Dulux Trade Ultramat. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Put it to the test. Try Dulux Trade Ultramat today.
Oh, Steve, you're in a pickle. Yes, Mrs. Jenkins, I will look after your house while you're away. But right now, Lunchtime Spicy Burrito is making a spectacular comeback. If heartburn hits, have the Rennie ready. It neutralizes 99% of excess acid in just 60 seconds for fast heartburn relief. Rennie Peppermint, always read the label.
At NutriCircle.co.uk, we're rescuing surplus protein products from the big brands you love and letting you have them for up to 60% off RRP. With massive savings on brands like Grenade, MyProtein, Huel, Misfits and Clif Bar. Plus, at NutriCircle, you'll get a free gift when you spend £40. Elevate your workout, not your spending. Start saving now at NutriCircle.co.uk. Brands and stocks may vary.
It's the most wonderful time.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get free fast-track security with On The Beach, so they've got that extra time to buy that much-needed mini toothpaste. Silly bookers, send us a postcard from the queue. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only for selected airports with 6 people. Adult protected.
On The Beach.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Miles Z.
Hey, how many K's in Chris?
20 K's.
How many K's in the 4 till 7 thing?
None.
Right, that's because we don't need cash to get listeners. We've got radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge, the Bettown Quiz.
Actually, maybe we should offer some cash.
We should get some cash.
Yeah. We need some cash. The 4 till 7.
70. Because
people like cash.
We need some cash.
Get the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
You know, it's easy to miss important things with all the notifications you get. Like this message from Sergey. Help me, I'm trapped in the upstairs bathroom. Delete. But this message from Otto Sergey is important.
Hello, Mr. Alexander. I've delivered your personalized car insurance deals ahead of your renewal.
Thank you, Otto Sergey. Simples. Just make it simples with personalized deals delivered by Otto Sergey from Compare the Market.
Help! Prices generated from information you provided. Review before purchasing.
Help!
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Morning, good looking. How are you doing?
Radio X.
I'm not having this. I did a lovely impression of Emma from Durham and her Durham accent. James, have you come to see the darkness? And then Dan texted in saying, where's she from, in India? And I'm like, that's not an Indian accent.
No.
Oh, no, I'm from Durham, and that's why I talk like this. I'm from the Northeast. And then Dan texts back again saying, Northeast India? Mm. I'm like, oh. I sound like, because I come from the thingy. And what's the river that people keep saying?
Well, the Ganges. People said, fog on the Ganges.
Yeah, fog on the Ganges. Fog on the Ganges, all mine, all mine. Thank you. That doesn't sound like an Indian accent.
No,
and
it
now
doesn't.
I can't prove that, because to prove it, I'd have to do an Indian accent.
It's very difficult.
And it's not 1993 anymore.
Exactly.
So it's not like I can go, listen, this is an Indian accent.
Yeah.
No.
Because I lose my job here, but then probably get a sitcom on the BBC in the mid-80s.
Exactly right.
So there you go.
Yin and yang.
And that's what I would call it, of course.
Yeah, of course you would.
My name is Yin, and my name is Yang. I'm from India.
It's a good
and
accent.
I'm from Durham, but we sound the same.
Unbelievable.
Oh, now, you grew up in India, didn't you?
Aye, that's right, yeah.
And I grew up in Durham.
Aye.
But we sound exactly the same.
I think we sound exactly the same.
Oh, do you have your own Indian equivalent of Gaza?
Yes, we do.
What's his name?
I can't think off the top of my head.
Gaza.
Thank you.
This reminds me of the Borough couple.
Oh, now
that awful thing
die
used
hard
to do
fans
on a Sunday morning
of the Saturday show. Now, I was all for keeping that because I enjoyed the cul-de-sac at the end of the sketch.
An ad-libbed sitcom.
Oh, ad-libbed. An ad-libbed comedy sketch every Saturday. It was a terrible idea.
It was lovely. And then we'd say something that wasn't funny. There'd be canned laughter, a big pause, and then we'd do a weird accent. It was great.
Oh, it's lovely.
No,
should
we bring
wasn't.
That back for this Saturday show?
No.
Are you sure about that?
We need to come up with something, because you know when Pippa leaves? If Pippa leaves the Saturday show, there is no feature. There's
no, that's
nothing.
True.
I'm going to do Craptics.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah. Are you going to come back and do it?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Do we have to work around your busy schedule?
Yeah. No. How does that work?
No.
You know, we can't do it today. I'm turning up the feel good.
Got a big knob to turn up.
Listen, however you look after Jamie Thigston is your business, okay?
That's on you. That's on you, Pat. We didn't say that. Pippa did.
That said, though, if I know what's going on over there, I might apply for a gig.
Wow.
Right, let's get into this. It's Suede and Trash at Radio X. Turn up the feel good, right?